Parashas Toldos, you start with a personal note to all those wonderful Talmid Chachomim who are planning on coming to the Yachakala. We look forward very much to seeing you, both the familiar faces whom we have enjoyed so much in previous years, and the new ones. We look forward to seeing everyone and be mefalpel and learning and steiging together and learning Geshmak Sugyas here in Yeshiva. Parashas Toldos, Yaakov comes to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is impressed and says, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach Sodah Shebirchai Hashem. He detects this wonderful scent of Gan Eden coming in together with Yaakov, and he gives him the most beautiful bracha, the Yitin Cho'alekim Mital HaShomayim. Hashem should give us, should bench Yaakov with all the materialistic wealth in the world, Mishmanei Oret, Rav Dogen V'Siroish, endless bracha, and an overflowing fountain of successful business, materialistic wealth. And Chazal say Ad Hayom Klal Yisrael is matzliach in parnosa from this wonderful bracha of Yitin Cho Alekim that Yitzchak said to Yaakov. Rashi brings down from Chazal it's unusual opening to a bracha to start v'yitein lecha, should start yitein. What's the v'yitein? And he should give. Says Rashi, v'yitein means yitein, you should give once, v'yachzer v'yitein, and you should continue to give a second time. The bracha, however great it is, should be repeated again. Yitein, v'yachzer v'yitein. And the Mefarshim ask, if he meant a bracha to give double and triple of everything, then he should say, Hashem should bench you with a double measure. Why does he allude to it in this expression of Yitain? And then again later, V'yachzer V'yitain. And Mefarshim say, an important klal, which is relevant to all of us, whichever stage we are in life. Hashem gives us a bracha. He gives us an eitzah in business. He gives us a siat dishmaya in business. He gives us a good contact in business. If we appreciate that it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we treat it with the correct Kedusha, the way Hashem wants us to do, then He'll double it and triple it. If a person thinks, Koichi Voitzim Yodi, if a person thinks, I do it myself, he won't get the double brocha, the opportunity won't present itself a second time. Yitein, if a person appreciates it, it's the Yitein Cho'alikim, that Hashem is the one who's giving it to him, then the Yitein, Yachzer Yitein, Hashem will continue to give. This rule in Parnosa we find in the Medrash Tanchuma that Klal Yisrael is told, Zeh Yitein by the Machtis HaShekel, and the Medrash tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a matbea, a shekel, shel zov, mitachas kisei hakovet. That means to say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has, right there in a mokim kodesh, by the kisei hakovet, he has a shekel, shel zov, a shekel, shel kodesh, a holy shekel. If a person is zoicha, that in Shomayim they decree for him that he will get the shekel, shel kodesh, then everything else will play itself out in this world, and he'll get his ashiras. What we have to strive to attain in business is to be zeicher to get the shekel shel kodesh mitachas kisei hakovod. Chabad Chaim writes in his Sefer Avas Chesed, the best way of success in business is to take a Kadosh Baruch as a shutuf. Hashem is my shutuf. That means that my place of work is in a place and in a way and in a form and in a situation that behoves HaKadosh Baruch Hu being my partner. If the way I conduct my business is bearing in mind that Hashem is my partner, if after I receive the money from my business I treat it knowing that Hashem is a partner in my business, then I get a shekel shel kodesh mitachas kisei hakovod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give me yitein v'yachzer v'yitein. Chazal tell us, haroitza lihashir, a person who looks to be successful in business, yatzfin, says Reb Tzadok, yatzfin means he should be indulged in Yiras Shamayim, he should approach his business, nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, if you run your business sincerely, honestly, in an alacha fashion, then haroitza la'ashir, as the pasuk says, mitzofin zohav yo'asa, Hashem gives success in business. This is what the Novi Chagai tells us, and he says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, li ha-kesef ve-li ha-zohav no'um Hashem. Person who dedicates himself to Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs, Hashem promises him kesef and zohav. What's the double expression? Why does Torah and mitzvahs have to be compared to kesef and zohav? It says it with Zalman Meltzer in the language of Chazal. Zohav is always the desired object. In Perik HaZov, we find a person uses kesef, uses money to buy zohav. Zohav is the tachshit, the beautiful object that he wants to buy, and kesef is a means to attain it. And Hashem says to us, if you do things the way I want them to be done, if you take me with to your business, li ha-kesef ve-li ha-zohav, you'll get both. You'll get the enjoyment, the fulfillment of zohav, of the articles that you're looking to buy, and also you'll have in your pocket a kli ha-kesef, you'll have more money to be able to buy further things. If Hashem is our shutef, if Hashem comes with us to the business, if Hashem gives us a shekel shel kodesh, then we get both kesef and zov. This is what is referred to in the pasuk when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Parashas Ki Seitzei, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalech Bekerev Machanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself goes with us in our camp. And then he says, what do you gain by Hashem coming with you to the office? Lahatzilcha, simply translated, to save you. Of course, that's true. A person conducts his business correctly, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to save him and protect him. But the Medrash tells us more than that. We find when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "V'nitzaltem es Mitzrayim." You will empty out all the wealth that there is in Mitzrayim; will all become yours. "V'nitzaltem." You will empty it out for yourselves. You will take possession of it. Says the Medrash, "Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalich bekerav machanecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us to the office, lehatzilcha, to empty out the money from all the goyim and all the people around us and put it into our pockets. This is what we do when we do things the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to run our business. But there's a condition attached. Our manner of speech, our manner of conducting business has to be done in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be there in our business. And then, Hashem Elokecha mishalich bekerav machanecha. The Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer, Chofetz Chaim ala Torah, Yitein ve'yachzer ve'yitein. The person is zoicha to atzlocha in parnosa when he understands and he runs his business accordingly, that the business is in place, has its correct place, but it doesn't take the place of the focal interest in my life and the tachlis and the purpose of getting up in the morning. Chofetz Chaim brings a pasuk in Koheles, Hoylech el doroim v'soivev el tzofim. The person goes to the south and he turns around to the north. Soivev, soivev, hoylech haruach. He goes around and around in the north, and then hoylech haruach, the wind blows. Chofetz Chaim explains this pasuk to mean hoylech el doroim, the purpose that we were created for, what we should have in mind when we get up in the morning, is the purpose of my life is to go to the Dorim. The Dorim is the Chochmas HaTorah, where the Menorah is. The purpose of our days and our nights is to be involved in Torah and in mitzvahs and in Yiddishkeit. What does the person do? Soivev el tzofon. He has no choice. He has to spend a bit of time. He has to give some of his energies to the tzofon, to the Shulchan, which stands in the tzofon. That's okay. It doesn't matter to be a soivev el tzofon. But, says the Chofetz Chaim, all too often, says Shlomo HaMelech, the little soivev el tzofon becomes soivev, soivev I spend more time and more time, and invest more and more energies in the tzofein, in the gashmius, in the parnasa, in the materialistic wealth, without realizing yitain, that the success that I had was the v'yachzer v'yitain. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yitain l'chol alekim, and it's only there to serve the dorim. If a person spends his time soivev soivev, and he doesn't realize that it's yitain v'yitain l'chol alekim, then hoilei charuach, eventually it goes away. He has no more success in his business. Therefore, says the pasuk, yitain, a person has to appreciate that Hashem gave, and if he treats it accordingly, and he has things in the right perspective, then we will all be zoicha beis Hashem, v'yachzer v'yitein.